Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and today is the 24th of October, 2013, and it is 5 o'clock Eastern, and a couple of things we want you to know about our show. Number one, we're glad that you're here, and we're glad that you're listening. If you're listening live right now, we really appreciate you, and we would love to talk to you if you want to call in. We do have guests that call in during our show, and the number is 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. You can call in and you can make a comment or ask a question or, I don't know, sing us a song. It really doesn't matter what you want to do. If you just call in and we would love to have you. And if you're listening live, if you're not listening live and you're listening in archive, then unfortunately you can't call us. But we are thankful for you and we're grateful that you're listening to our show, and we hope that you're getting some good conversation out of it. This show, the Stevie Anderson Show, of course, in just a minute we'll have Stevie on. He's on the road traveling to Georgia for a big golf tournament this weekend. But our intention and his intention certainly is just to get people talking and to just talk about things that matter to people and can kind of get conversations out there. And Stevie Anderson, of course, is NFL football player. Now he's a professional golfer and motivational speaker, speaks with youth all over America. And he just likes to get people into conversations, thinking about things and talking about things that are important, not only if you want to be successful in something like sports, but also if you just want to be successful in life. And we really want to see that happen and help you with that. So, again, if you want to call in tonight, 323-417-6724. We'd love to take your calls. And just be ready to hold for a few minutes while we get you on the air. Well, Stevie, I know you're on the road and you're headed to Georgia this weekend. You're coming through my way tomorrow here in Central Florida. And so tell us a little bit about this tournament this weekend and kind of how you've been, you know, what your schedule's like and what can we kind of be thinking about as we think about you this weekend.
You know, Tim, actually I'm heading to Georgia and we have first of all, how's your day going?
It's going great. It's going great.
Okay.
Had a good day.
All right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, you know, but on the way to Georgia and this tournament, I'm actually going to be basically doing a couple of practice rounds on the course this weekend, but we're going to get started with the tournament. It's going to be on Tuesday. It's a qualifier for the PGA, Professional Golf Association. A lot of guys don't know what the PGA is. That's where Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, the big boys are playing on, and that's the ultimate goal, reaching that level. Now, a lot of people think it's possible. A lot of people think it's not possible, but you have to go give it a try, right? So we're going to make it happen.
Right,
so
that's right.
Going up there and doing my best, and I'm just getting ready, Tim, just getting another run out of my belt with the experience and just moving forward with the golf game. I'm excited about it, but it's going to be very, very competitive. I mean, it's going to be, you know, best of the get up there. So, I mean, I'm in for a real test this time. So, I'm excited, though. I'm excited.
Yeah. And you feel like I know you've been preparing, and so what does it kind of feel like as you prepare? Do you just do the best you can do and just go for it, or is it more calculated? Are you really calculating how you prepare?
I am calculating how I prepare. Number one, I am going into the tournament. At the same time, too, I'm playing with a young lady. She put on a big break, and we were playing golf today, and she was saying to me, she said, "Steve, you're thinking too much." And she's been on the road, so I kind of tend to listen to people that's been down the road. And even my coach, Amy Bologna, she's from Europe. She's my coach at Scottsdale, Arizona. And just kind of like what she's telling me, you know, I'm thinking going into this tournament, and I'm kind of like more or less, having just having a different strategy of how I'm approaching the game. And I think that takes a lot of the salt out the way, and it makes it so much easier to reach our target. And our target is to, you know, hit the fairway, hit the green, you know, but you're going to make mistakes. You know, I'm also thinking in my mind, you're going to make a few mistakes, but at the same time, make sure you execute some great shots to make birdies to be the second good round.
Right.
So. But what I was doing, going through this week, and I was thinking, and I mentioned about the tournament about I was talking about the angels. I was saying, do you believe in angels? I had asked a friend, you know, did she believe in angels, and another guy. And that's the question, because let me ask you, do you believe in angels?
Oh, of course. I mean, I come from a long religious Christian, theological background that we wrap our arms around the idea of angels and also demons and a lot of extra, what I would call, I hasten not to call them extraterrestrials because I don't really mean it that way, but they're not part of what we can see here. They're outside of what we can see, and they're outside of our everyday happenings. But I think that a lot of times they do have a lot that they're up to in the spiritual world. And so, yeah, I come from a long tradition of believing in angels and demons.
But you know what, too, though, Tim, you said it's something that we can't see. But I think it's normal for, I'm not going to knock anyone that doesn't believe in angels, but I think it's kind of normal in a sense. I'm not saying it's normal, but most people don't believe, human people, period, don't believe in something that they can't see. You know, my
right,
younger brother
says
it all the time. You know, a lot of guys, they can't see to reach it to a professional level. They can't see that far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to see down the road, and if not, put in your head that it can happen. And a lot of times we can't see the angel, so we feel that they're not there. Some people feel that way. Well, it's no different. Well, I'm not being funny about it, but there's animals. You know, people love dogs. They talk about dogs all the time. I love dogs. But a dog can run, and I'm saying this from the country, but a dog can run in the middle of the woods, pitch dark, same as a deer, and they could see where they're going at nighttime. It's a reason why we can't see like an animal can see, and it's a reason why dogs can't speak, but we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm, it gets there deep in a sense, but I totally believe in angels because of the fact that the reason I want to bring this up to him because of the fact is, that people, a lot of people out there today, feel like they're alone. Okay? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they feel they're alone. But they're not. You can be riding a car by yourself, and you feel like no one's there with you. But someone's there watching you.
Right.
And, you know, people, there's some times I was riding one time. I was down my hometown, Louisiana, in Jonesboro. And I was coming out of Texas, went out of Houston. Well, 1 year I was living in Houston for a while. And I was coming back. Either went down to Houston for the weekend and came back. And I was driving back, Kim, and all of a sudden, I'm driving. All of a sudden, I just fell asleep at the wheel. I fell completely asleep at the wheel. And a bird hit my windshield. You know, it was something hit my windshield. I think it was a bird. Something hit the windshield. And I was seeing a bird, but I think I do remember seeing a bird, like, fly off the windshield. And instantly I woke up, and all of a sudden, I'm dodging this 18-wheeler. And so you can't tell me that there was somebody there helping me out and watching over me. But, you know, when you're in an area, Tim, like where I'm from, I'm from the country. People know it. I'm from an area where I grew up where there's not a lot of people.
Right.
You have a lot of people in that area believe in angels because when you're in an area like that, you tend to, there's nothing around being distracted like you're in a city. You're in South Beach, you're distracted all the time by people, music, entertainment, restaurant. You're distracted all the time. So you don't have time really to think but business and fun, business and fun, business and fun, meeting and greeting. All right, where I'm from, a lot of times you have time for all different types of thoughts, not meeting, not greeting, very seldom business, and not really no restaurants at all. So that's the way I grew up in a small town. Now they're moving around, but still my small town is still the same way, especially when I used to go in to my grandparents, which is way up in the woods in the country. But it's a pleasant, and it's beautiful, and I have friends that's around this area. I always want to go back to those areas and just to see how it is. But when you're out there when it's quiet, out there in the wilderness, you know, chills come down your side when something, if you hear something step wrong or you hear something in the woods. And that's why people in those areas tend to believe in angels, I think, more or less than people that's living in the.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's probably true to some degree because, you know, we do kind of have a dependency on relationships as humans, and so sometimes, you know, when we're all alone, we have a tendency to want to feel relationships, you know, even with maybe something we can't see, like an angel. But I want to go back for a minute about what you said about people not believing what they can't see. And, you know, there are two things, Stevie, that people say to me a lot, and I just want to be able to address them since you brought this up. Number one, they say, we don't believe in what we can't see. And then some people will go, so, and I think you addressed that well, because there's, you know, there could be a lot of things we couldn't see, yet they still exist. But a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll say, well, it's not so much that we can see it, but we need to be able to measure it. Like, you know, you can't see the wind, but you can measure the wind. You can measure its velocity. You can do that. And so my response to that always is, well, there's a lot of things about being a human that you can't see or measure, yet it exists. A really good example is love. You can't see love. You can't really measure it. You can't measure peace. You just know you have it. You can't measure joy or happiness. Like, there's no measurement. Like, you know, it's not like on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how happy are you? Well, what's 10 versus 3? I don't really know. I mean, I can try to figure that out, but it's not conclusive. I can't measure the amount of joy I have or the amount of peace I feel or the amount of love I have for my wife. I can't, or my children. I mean, you can't, you know. So you can't really tell me, and certainly you can't convince me that, you know, people, that you have to be able to see and measure everything, because there's a lot of things we can't see and measure. So just because an angel may exist, and, you know, and there are certainly stories in the Bible where angels appeared here, and what's kind of funny about those stories is that it always pretty much scares the pants off of whoever's there. You know, it's whenever an angel appears, somebody's, you know, afraid, typically. But so there have been these instances where people believe that angels have appeared to see them. My mom, much like your story, my mom tells a story of my brother, Mark, who's 4 years younger than I. He was very, very ill as a child. And my mom tells the story, has told the story for years, that she went in to check on him one night when he had pneumonia and was very, very sick. And she says that there was an angel. She saw this angel that was kneeling down by his bedside and appeared to be praying for him. Now, I don't know. I didn't see it. She has told that story for years. I mean, my brother's 38, and so he just turned 38 last week. And, I mean, that story is practically as old as he is. So I don't know. You know, my mom has taken great comfort in that moment. So, you know, I think that times there have been situations that people could tell us about that they think that they've seen angels or they believe that they've seen an angel. But whether we see them or not, I think that your point here, which is well taken, is that, you know, there's something out there that most people believe exists. There's something out there that protects people. There's something out there that holds things together, that keeps the world from spinning apart. And, you know, what what are those things? And of course, there's this great battle between good and evil that we really can explain a lot better when we think about that there might be, you know, battles going on in a spiritual realm that are not happening in a physical realm. So that, I'm sorry to be long-winded. I just want to make sure I said those things.
No. I mean, that's your opinion, and I totally agree with your opinion. I totally agree with your mom. I do. Like I said, I'm from the deep woods. Okay, that's where I'm from. When I was a little boy, my dad used to get me and my brother, my older brother, my younger brother too. We used to go out to our grandparents' home, and we used to go out there. Mm-hmm. We would hunt and fish. A lot of times you'd be out there, it's just you in the woods, but you can feel something's around you and something's watching over you. And I think all these times I was up there hunting in the woods, and you know, you never did get a. I walked up on snakes, causing a snake. So I never did get bit. But it wasn't just only me. A lot of my friends are doing the same thing, and someone's watching over you all the time. You know, the definition, I've read across the definition of a guardian angel, and it said that the guardian angel is a thought to be spiritual beings that are assigned to assist people here on Earth in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's some people, you know, whether there is one angel per person, one angel for several persons, or several angels for one person, it's open to question. So, and it's whether you believe in them or not, or whether you want one or not, believers of angels insist that you do have a guardian angel. Now, again, most humans, they don't believe as something they cannot see. And, you know, we can talk about it. And our conversation and people that are listening, just to let them know, you're not out here alone by yourself. You know, and you saw some people doing the sad thing, just getting sad, and all of a sudden they commit suicide. Listen. It's the reason why there's more people dead than living. My young brother was talking one day. I said, you know what, there's more people dead that people are living. And people don't tend to, but it's so simple, but people tend to forget that. It's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. But you cannot, don't ever think you're in this world alone. You know, and whoever, you know, I have friends that all from all different, a lot of from different religions, Tim. And whoever they're praying for, their God, you know, and their angel, you know, I don't have anything to do with that. That's what they believe in, and that's their beliefs. But believe me, you're not in this world alone. And that was not talked about enough. Someone's always watching over you. And a lot of times, you know, you can be going through life and some tells you, no, you're making the wrong move here, you know, and something to say, well, this is the direction you need to go. And all of a sudden you take the direction. You may find it been in the wrong direction, find it in the wrong place, but still you find yourself getting back on track, or you're delayed for a reason. You're delayed for a reason and held for a reason, stopped for a reason, because the fact is that maybe there is danger down the road. Or maybe you postpone to talk to this person, or even just to give yourself a break in the situation you're in right now.
Right.
But people,
when I think that brings up an interesting point is that, you know, what would you say to somebody, Stevie, who may be listening to this program and say, well, I mean, you know, that sounds all great and everything, that we have guardian angels, and I'd love to believe in that, but I've had a really, really hard life. And I don't know where the guardian angel has been in my life, because I've had some tragic things happen to me, and I've had, you know, I mean, I appreciate that you were driving down the road and a bird hit your windshield and, you know, woke you up, or that for me, you know, maybe they're talking to me and saying, you know, Tim, I appreciate the fact that, you know, your brother was ill and your mom got, you know, had this vision of an angel, or, I mean, you know, I appreciate all that, but the truth is, I mean, I've lived a really hard life, and I've tried to do everything right, and everything has just kind of gone wrong. What do you say to a person like that who, you know, is saying. So, you know, that's why I have a hard time believing in angels or believing that I'm not alone in this world, because I sure feel alone.
Mm-hmm. You know what, a person saying that, Tim, a person that's for, if they're for in that situation, a lot of people, you can even tell them to pray. They say, what's prayer going to do for me? Well, you got to think about that person. That person feeling that way, you got to understand. When I say you're not in this world alone, that somebody look up to you. It's a little kid. It can be your niece, your nephew. You know, if not that, it could be the next door neighbor. Look up to this guy because this guy, I like the way this guy next door, I like the way he dressed. I like the way he works on his vehicle. I like the way he just a gentleman. Or they might like the guys over there that's bad. You know, you just never know. Or vice versa with the female. So there's someone always that's depending on you in a situation. You may not believe it. But at the end of the day, we're here for a reason. You don't have to believe in it. If you don't believe that since angels exist, you got to believe that someone died before you for a reason. When they died before you for a reason, they died for you to live a safer and healthier life and to keep going, moving forward, to take the next steps, to try the next steps to accomplish good things in life, not sit back and be in last place all the time. Sometimes you got to come in last place to get the first, or sometimes you have in last place to be like, okay, well, maybe I need to move some, you know, so sometimes you get to come in last all the time, be like, okay, eventually, okay, I need to go to something else. But you know what? No one's ever in last place. No one's ever in last place. And that's what people tend to forget. You're never in last place because you hear there's a reason why I have a younger brother, and that's the reason why I have an older brother. That's the reason why I have cousins that's younger than me. I have elders in front of me, my dad, my you know, and there's a reason why my mom passed. There's a reason for that. But when you're feeling alone, it's like, well, I don't believe in all this, I don't believe in all that. Well, sometimes you need to just sit back, sit down, go to a park, and just listen. Just listen and think. Look how the birds move. Listen to the birds sing. If your area was no birds are singing, just go to the park and just look around. Just look on your feet. There's life here. There's life all over. And there's a reason why we're here as humans. And when we going through life, achieving our goals, going to work, going to different directions in life, there is someone always next to your side. And because you don't see them, doesn't mean that they're not there. Because one day, guess what? I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what you accomplished. I don't care what you didn't accomplish. I don't care what nationality you are, where you want to be at, where you're not. You cannot stop yourself from dying. You're going to leave this world. Or you're going to die. You're going to leave this world. You're going to be in the same situation where those angels are right now. Now, don't get it twisted. There are some evil angels out there now. There are evil angels, too. But one way or the other, you're going either to the good angels or you're going to the bad angels. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's just as clear as you're going to get. So while you're on this earth, you sit back, and if you're feeling all down out, get yourself into different group clubs to help out the community, join different programs to be a better person, to start doing things in life, and then get yourself into a church, or if you want to go to a certain religion, move forward. Put yourself around people that's moving forward and motivated in life, doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry
right.
I got so deep.
Right.
I'm sorry I got so deep, but you know I play professional sports, football, very aggressive sport, and I had a lot of friends that should have been playing that didn't make it. Okay, that should have made it in high school, that had all the heart in the world, should have made it to college and make it, or pro. Vice versa.
That's right.
I'm just coming as an athlete, okay? And like I said, there's friends I have out there that's filthy rich, but some friends I have out there don't have a quarter. But you're not going to stop yourself from dying. And there's a reason why we have angels in the world. And the reason is that you're not alone, because you can't see somebody around you. They're there.
Hmm.
And a lot of people tell them they don't want to talk about it, because they're like, well, no, this person might think I'm crazy. They think I'm, well, no, it's not that. All you got to think is this. Ask this person this. Can you buy enough tickets to stop yourself from leaving this world, from dying? Can you buy enough?
Right.
If you're golfing a scramble, they have, they call it mulligans. Can you buy enough mulligans to stop yourself from dying? Tim, you're going to die. I'm going to die. Everyone's going to leave this world. You know, I mean, it's a reason why they have young people, newborn babies. There's a reason why we're at, I'm age 43, you know, and there's 55, and there's 70, you know.
Right.
And like I said, so I'm going for the deep end. I'm just telling like it is, Tim. You know, you have to, when you get so distracted.
Well,
and
you think about it. Well, and if you think about it, you know, if you go to a graveyard, I mean, this is Halloween season, right? So we can talk about graveyards. If you go to a graveyard and you see all of the headstones, they all, well, for the most part, I shouldn't say all, because I guess there are some that probably don't have this, but for the most part, you have, you know, a date to the left, which is the date, the year that they were born, and then you have a date to the right, which is the year that they died. And then between those, you have this dash, you know. And, you know, I have a good friend who says it this way, and I think it's really true, you know, that what matters in life is what you do with that dash. You know, what did you do with the time that you had? Because what you're really saying is something that I would have to agree with, and that is that everybody has an appointed amount of time. You know, there's an amount of time that you have on Earth. I mean, you were born on a day, and you're going to die on a day. And whether you ever know that day or not, or, I mean, you know, if we pre-know it or we don't pre-know it, or, I mean, none of us really actually know. I mean, how many people have we heard about that got cancer and they were given 6 months to live and they lived 3 years and then they died? I mean, you can't really put a date on that date. You just don't know what it is. It's going to happen, though, and you're right. So what matters is the dash. And listen, what I'm hearing you say and what I would wholeheartedly agree with is that in order to make an impact with the dash that is your life, you cannot lose hope. Because hope deferred makes the heart sick. You can't, if you defer hope, if you say, it's just hopeless, I can't make it, you have really dealt yourself a fatal blow. And you can't do that. There is always hope. And you have to find where that hope is. And for some, it might be, you know, believing that there are people around, you know, that there's, you know, a spiritual world around them. That certainly is what gives me hope. For others, it might be something else. But you've got to do whatever it takes to be able to find hope that you can sustain. You can't just find hope for the moment. You know, there's got to be something in your life that helps sustain hope. And it's that sustaining of hope that's going to make an impact on others. And that impact on others is what's going to make that dash matter in the scheme of things. And I know we don't have much time left, Stevie, believe it or not, we're down to the last 90 seconds. But, you know, that's what I really want people to walk away. You know, you may or may not believe in angels, or you may or not believe in a lot of things. But please don't lose hope, because hope is the most powerful thing that we have, because it is what will help us make an impact on other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Tim. And like I said, because you can't see with your naked eye, you've been watched, and you can get help. You know, you're going to get help in this world, and you know, you just got to keep living life, and you are. Listen, at the end of the day, Tim, we're all going to leave this world. And when we become an angel, we want to make sure we become a good angel and not the bad one, which is the evil angel. And it's something we're talking about
right.
Doing Halloween. I forgot about that, huh?
I know, it's next week, buddy. So
yeah, that's right.
A week from tonight.
That's right.
But I think I'm going to dress up as a pro golfer. You know, just because.
Okay. Hey, that wouldn't be bad. It would be a bad uniform right there. That looked good, actually.
All right, man. Well, have a great week.
Boy.
And we'll,
you too.
We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
All right. All right, Tim. Enjoy your night. All right, bye.
Well, this has been the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Join us again in 2 weeks, first week of November. We'll talk more about things that matter, things that bring you hope, give you some encouragement, and hopefully things that will help you make you become a better person and make an impact on those around you. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Take it easy.